With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI has begun contacting Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a video calling for U.S. troops to not follow illegal orders.
The Pentagon has already announced that it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some European leaders are cautiously hopeful that a proposed peace deal by President Trump to end the Russia-Ukraine war can be achieved. Ukrainian negotiator Oleksandr Bevs says security guarantees are crucial for any peace plan to work.
The United States are quite aware that the level and the character of security guarantees would actually define the sustainability of the deal. I mean, this is not just the part of this deal. This is the part making this deal real and enforceable.
President Trump says work towards ending Russia's war in Ukraine continues.
I think we're getting very close to a deal. We'll find out. I thought that one would have been gone quicker. We did 8. I thought that would have been an easier one, but I think we're making progress.
Some suburban Houston residents are dealing with cleanup following at least 2 tornadoes as heavy rain falls around the south and snow in parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 664 points. This is SRN News. Americans consider childbearing, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The daughter of a detained Chinese Christian pastor is urging U.S. lawmakers to help free her father. Grace Jin Drexel says her father, Ezra Jin Mingri, has been formally charged along with 17 other leaders of a prominent underground Zion church. They were first detained in October in one of China's largest crackdowns on a single church in decades. This is SRN News. A wrongful death lawsuit accuses Tesla of lethal design flaws. Bob Agnew reports.
The suit claims a Model 3 accelerated without warning and its emergency braking failed before a fiery crash. It happened in Tacoma, Washington, leaving the driver dead and a passenger with severe burns. Bystanders tried to save the trapped couple, but were unable to open the doors, which rely on battery power, power that was lost due to the crash and fire. It's a system critics are calling a death trap in emergencies. Bob Agner reporting.
The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak show that all of the company's products may have been contaminated. Laboratory tests of 36 samples of formula from 3 different lots showed that 5 samples contain the type of bacteria that can lead to the deadly illness. More details at srnnews.com.